I played drums on that, but unfortunately, not real drums, my desk drums. I forgot this. You know, I'm so lucky. I saw RJ last night, and I from D Business Magazine. I went into that. Mitch and I both from the on-air staff went into the. The 500 most influential business people, whatever. And I thanked RJ when I saw him at the great event last night. I was a part of for Frank Torrey and the Boys Hope Girls Hope, where they raised a lot of money again for the kids. But I saw in there this is something I filled out a long time ago. First of all, I was kidding when they said, who would play you in a movie? And I said, George Clooney. I mean, why wouldn't I say that? And then I also forgot it said something people don't know about me. I won the John Philip Sousa Award as a drummer. And it's true, and people don't know it, because how do you work that into a conversation? It's a difficult thing to do. But anyway, so I was playing my desk drums just now, getting ready for Marie to come our way. And talk about what really, in effect, could be classified as a dream come true.
Absolutely, Paul, for so many people, right? Haven't you ever thought as you start that drive up to Traverse City or up north somewhere to some, you were talking earlier about Charlevoix and all those great destinations, and you thought, darn, wouldn't it be great to just get on a train, pull out my book and enjoy the scenery and get up to my destination?
Nap.
Yeah, nap.
Which I've tried to do while driving, and it's not easy.
Well, Mike Shaw wants to talk to you. He's on the line. He stayed on the line to talk with you about that.
This is excellent news, and it sounds like, I don't mean to, it sounds like it's really going to happen.
Well, you know what? It sounds a lot closer than it has in the past. Let's put it that way. Like we said, it's been a dream come true, or a dream for a lot of people in the state, rather, to actually have this happen. So in July, state lawmakers included about $1 million to advance the idea with the Northern Michigan Passenger Rail Phase 2 planning study in the new budget. So in other words, the money went from the budget to this study. More money is also going to be coming from a federal grant program. Now, in 2018, I found these numbers so interesting. In 2018, a study reported that trains running between Ann Arbor and Traverse City, by the way, it would be called A2TC, would generate $100 million annually by 2040, with an expected 1.5 million people on board every year. It would require about $40 million in cost to upgrade the rails. If you're going to go 60 miles per hour, that would make it a five-hour trip between Ann Arbor and TC. Trains reaching speeds of 110 miles per hour would require track upgrades closer to $1 billion, but that would shave an hour and a half off the travel times to 3.5 hours. And that sounds pretty good to a lot of people. Now, the study team will be deployed to figure out how to improve the freight and the passenger lines to Northern Michigan. This includes evaluating how to improve supply chains, passenger service. It'll include transit connections, laying out the stations, as well as schedules. People in Petoskey, Kalkaska, Traverse City, Cadillac, Mount Pleasant, and other cities also being asked their opinions on what they think and what is needed to develop the line. The study we just mentioned should take about 18 months to complete.
Wow, that's so when would we start to be able to use the service?
Well, now I have heard, I did a little extra looking in on this. Now I heard that we're looking at maybe 5 years out to actually start the construction and the moving, you know, actually to have some maybe lines in place for this. So you're looking at a minimum of 5 years, but that of course hinges on everything moving very smoothly. You're dealing with a lot of small towns here. A lot of people have to be on board. Excuse the pun, for this plan, right? So it'll take some doing.
Yeah. But still, how great would it be to leave the driving to them?
Absolutely.
And for people who could never even dream of getting up north, this could be the answer to their prayers. I don't know what it would cost. I have no idea what it costs to ride the train now for anywhere.
Right. And I don't know. They didn't talk about what the cost would be. Obviously, there's some things that this is going to depend on, whether you make it a 60-mile-per-hour service or maybe even, you know, something at 110 miles per hour. That makes a difference on the cost. But it's certainly, I mean, they're looking, they believe they could get 1.5 million riders every single year. And the train would go to towns like from Ann Arbor, let's say, to Howell, and then Owosso, Alma, Mount Pleasant, Cadillac, Traverse City, and then maybe jog over up into Petoskey. So it would really be quite a great line. As you know, Paul, right now in New York City, there's a line that runs, a transit line, a train line that runs up the Hudson River. So you can get from New York City to a town called Hudson in upstate New York, and people, that line is always filled with people.
Well,
weekenders.
Ann just said something in my ear that it will indicate why this will probably really actually happen. Pete Buttigieg, what is he
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah.
He and his husband.
He's the transportation secretary.
Oh, he's right. The transportation
secretary. Yeah, and
so
he's living in Traverse City.
He and his husband live in Traverse City.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, they're going to get to a train. Wow.
Look at all the money that's come our way.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they just moved there. I think his husband's family is from that area. And that's,
yeah.
And they have children now, so that's why they moved there. So, yeah, that's, you know, part of the equation, of course. It doesn't hurt.
It shouldn't hurt.
No.
To have people in high places.
No.
So if all of northern Michigan and all of Michigan benefits from that, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Generally speaking, I mean, let's face it, that is a good thing. That is a very good thing if it can really happen.
We should do a train tour.
We haven't even done our Russell Brothers tour. We've been trying to do for a couple of years now.
That's on
next
tap.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's on tap.
It's a week from today?
And yes. Make sure he gets there.
I'll get control of this.
I may have to wash our cats. And we don't have cats. So, no, I'm going to be there. You bet your bottom dollar I'll be there. There was something just came to. Oh, I want you to come back, Marie, and be a part of the discussion with all of us. I hate to say this, but this date in our history is not a good date. It is a date of a tremendous number of deaths.
Tragedy.
Mm-hmm. It's a date of tremendous, tragic consequences. And we're going to talk about that. I know that sounds like a real downer, but it's at least something worth noting for this day in history, for August 16th. We're talking JP, Elvis, Babe Ruth, Aretha Franklin, and, of course, the plane. We'll talk about it.